Today's reading begins in Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Jonah 1, verse 17. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over time. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight. You shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope for steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. That's the section we're reading today, and I realize it's short, but there's something I want us all to think about, something to realize. You know, we think of Jonah in the same way we think of a couple of other Old Testament stories, like it's a story for the children's classes. It's a story that, you know, has a little bit of comedic content in it in terms of, you know, some things we find a little bit funny. And I want us to realize that this is a very serious story, and it's not a work of fiction. It's not something that was written to entertain us, and it's not something that was fictional in order to teach a lesson either, though there are lessons within it. I have no reason to think that this is not real. We talked in our last reading about some evidence that showed that this was a real story. Jonah was a prophet that did live and did do these things, and Nineveh was a real city, and later on it does end up getting destroyed. But when we think about Jonah and the moral of the story, the point of the story, we need to think about the grace and the mercy of God. I mean, I think about Jonah and the fact that he tries to run from the Lord, even though he should have known that was fruitless. There was no way to run from the Lord. And he should have gone and done what he was supposed to do, but he wasn't willing to do that. In other words, Jonah was rebellious. He didn't want to do what the Lord commanded. And so he goes into that rebellion, and the whole situation with the ship and the sea and getting thrown in. And you would think that would be the end of the story. If this was something that man made up, that would probably be the end of the story. But with God, that was not the end of the story. God was not done with Jonah. He had not given up on Jonah. And that's something that's truly amazing to me that I think we can take from this, is that God doesn't give up on us because we're rebellious. He wants us to change our mind. And so instead of Jonah falling to the bottom of the sea and dying there and his body being in the water till it decays, no. No, he was swallowed up by this fish, and that was an act of mercy. See, Jonah deserved to die because he transgressed against the commandment of the Lord. But the mercy of God said, I'm going to give him another chance. And this fish swallowed him up, which preserved his life. And so Jonah realizes what's going on, and he prays to the Lord. He repents of these things. And so the grace that God gives him is that fish vomits him up on the shore to allow him then to not be rebellious, but to be obedient. Some people say that the grace and the mercy of God is too hard to see in the Old Testament. Some people even say that it's not in the Old Testament, but Jonah is an example of a story that it absolutely is there. We can find it, and we can take courage from the fact that the Lord treats us the same way he did Jonah. He gives us mercy so that we might repent. He gives us grace that we might serve him. And so it's so important for us to realize that God continually is blessing us with his grace and his mercy. And we need to make the best use of the time because he has given us such great gifts. And that's what I want to leave you with today is obedience is something, yes, that we owe to God, but it's something that he wants us to choose. And it's a blessing to be obedient to the Lord our God. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.